Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Balanced Blueprint Podcast. I'm Robert, and today we're going to talk about some issues I've had that have made me a little lackadaisical in keeping up with my recordings. I talk about all the time staying motivated and, you know, making sure you stick to schedules, and I didn't follow my own advice. So I've been a little absent as far as the podcast goes, because I kept saying, oh, I'm too busy tonight, I'll do it tomorrow. Oh, I'm too busy tonight, I'll do it tomorrow. And tomorrow never came. It just got, you know, repetitive. Finally, the other day, I was watching another video of someone else, and they were talking about consistency, and it just made me think, like, you are not being consistent. You're making excuses as to why you're not taking that 15, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, maybe an hour out of your day to actually record your podcast. So I made a decision this last weekend that I'm going to start refocusing myself back and going to do my best to get a video out a week, but I will definitely be getting a podcast video out at least every 2 weeks. So I apologize for being absent, and that's kind of why. But it kind of brings me to my point of the podcast tonight. It's absolutely imperative to have consistency. And I noticed on my channel when I wasn't being consistent and I stopped posting my podcast videos, my views went down, I lost a couple subscribers, the channel started going stagnant. And at one point I even thought, like, gosh, why would I even go back to it? But it's my own fault, because I'm not being consistent and I'm not doing what I'm supposed to be doing. You know, life is going to get in the way for sure. And absolutely 100% family comes first. So your family obligations need to definitely be the priority. But if you're saying, oh, I don't have time because of XYZ, it's not really necessarily family related. It's maybe you got home a little late from work, or you're a little extra tired, or whatever the case may be. A lot of that's just an excuse. And I was making excuses for myself. So I'm going to stop making excuses for myself. Now, again, there are times when, you know, your family obligations are going to, you know, take precedence over, you know, making your videos. And that's totally okay. Like, I have some obligations this coming weekend where my wife and I are going to be downtown in Nashville. And so I might not get a chance to do some of the things I want to do this weekend, which, again, totally fine. I'll have some time probably the beginning of next week and I'll get it done. If you have a hard time, you know, carving out the time frame that you need, then put it in a schedule. Like, schedule yourself for yourself and set a reminder. So then the day before you're supposed to do your video, whether it be a podcast video, talking head video, or maybe you're doing faceless content, that's totally fine. But set a reminder that's going to pop up on your phone, computer, whatever device you're using, that is going to remind you, hey, you have this obligation. And even if you just sit down, you take 15 or 20 minutes to record whatever it is you're going to record, and then go back later and edit it, you got the hard part done. So have some notes prepared. Have your topic laid out. Have everything set like you need it set. And then do your recording. And then come back later and edit. And, you know, you can do it in stages. You don't have to necessarily do it all at one time, which is totally fine. So it's just important that you maintain that consistency. Now, I have 3 different channels that I'm publishing content on. One of the channels I'm doing some like I'll take scripting that I create and I will put it into NVIDIA AI and have NVIDIA AI then create the video, then I'll publish it. Because it's much faster for that software to create the video sometimes than it is for me. Now I can have the scripted content ready and I could just say, hey, do me a video about this, and it'll create the video. And then I can go in and just edit the video and tweak some things, and then I can publish it. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. You know, there's a lot of people out there that talk negatively about AI content, say, oh, you shouldn't be using it, and you know, there's no place for it. But I totally disagree. I'm not having the AI completely generate the content. I'm having it simply organize and put together my thoughts in a video format. Or after I post a video, I'll take the transcription from that video and then I'll tell like ChatGPT to create me a blog post with my own content, but lay it out in a manner in which fits with a blog and not a video, because two different types of content, right? Same information, but it's much faster for it to say, okay, yeah, here's the information you gave me, and here's a blog post with that information. So again, I'm simply using it to help me write that blog from content that I recorded as a video that I then generated a transcription from. Makes things so much easier. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with doing that. So don't let anybody tell you that utilizing AI technology to help you improve your workflow or help you augment your process is a bad thing, because it's not. It's not completely creating the content. It's just organizing and outputting it into a source and a format that would be much faster than you doing it by yourself. Nothing wrong with that. The tools that I use, one is NVIDIA AI, and I'm going to put a link in the description. It is an affiliate link, so if you do happen to use the product and purchase it, then you know I will make a small commission, so I appreciate that. In addition to NVIDIA AI, there's just simple tools that are not only like AI capable, they give you information. So one is vidIQ. vidIQ by far has been paramount in helping me create better videos, because it allows me to do proper research for topics. It can help give me suggestions for topics. Like I might have an idea, but not really sure how I want to approach it. And then I can say, here's my idea, you know, expand on that. And it'll say, well, here's some topics you can do. And I say, great. And I'll take those topics and then I'll generate my content. Keyword research. It's fantastic for keyword research. Competitor research. It allows you to research your competitors in your same niche. So then you're able to compare what they're doing versus what you're doing, not to mimic them, but to take some pointers, see what's working for them, that maybe you can make adjustments in your own content. It's been absolutely amazing. They do have a free version. Again, I will link that in the description as well. But I have found that the boost that gives you a much higher level of capability in the software is absolutely 100% worth it. And if you do an annual subscription as opposed to monthly, they give you a pretty significant discount. So you definitely want to go take a look at that. The other piece of software is a browser add-in called Keywords Everywhere. I'll link to that, but it's not an affiliate link. They don't have an affiliate program by what I can tell, which is fine. It is extremely inexpensive. And similar to vidIQ, it allows you to do very detailed, very in-depth keyword research on your topics, your competitors. It runs as a browser add-in. So no matter where you can go to Amazon, you can go to a YouTube video, and it'll display the statistics of how that video is laid out, how it's performing. It's been absolutely vital. So if you want to do some AI video content, NVIDIA AI has been tops. I've tried a couple others, but for what you pay versus what you get, I find NVIDIA AI to be a much better value. It's got excellent video creation capability. And they give you a pretty good iStock balance of photos to choose from. I think they give you 80 on the base plan, which is plenty to make several videos, because you're not making hour-long videos. You're going to be making, you know, 5, 10, 15-minute videos. So they give you plenty of stock footage with iStock that you can use. And then vidIQ for content research, for keyword research, competitor analysis and comparison, trends. They can even help script how your video is going to come out. It's just super powerful. Definitely go take a look at it. And then the keywords everywhere, browser add-in. So keywords everywhere is such an inexpensive program. It's paying for a whole year up front is only going to cost you, I think for the base plan is like $21 a year. It's like $1.75 a month. You can go to the silver version, which is their next tier, and that's like $6 a month. And it's $72 billed annually. So again, it's super inexpensive. And the amount of information it gives you is just unbelievable. So that's the AI software that I use. The other tool that I use that I actually picked up in the very beginning of all this is the course through Greg Gottfried. And again, it's one of those courses that I really can't recommend enough. He has a ton of free information. So if you want to go look him up on YouTube, his name is Greg Gottfried, GOTTFRIED. And his content is very easy to watch, understand, and learn. But he also has an elevated course that you can purchase. It's only like $495 for the course. And you might think, oh my gosh, that's a lot of money, which it is a lot of money. But what he gives you for that, the value is at least twice that. And I can tell you from other courses, they're charging double or more what he's charging and giving you the same thing. So his value is through the roof for what he's charging. So I'll link that in the description as well. And there is a 25% off coupon code that's listed. So if you do decide to purchase his course, you can use that code and save 25%. The foundation that he gives you is phenomenal. And it's truly what has gotten me to this point in my YouTube journey of creating content with three channels, two that are monetized. Again, I'm not making a large amount of money, but things are starting to trickle in, and that's how it starts, right? I mean, it doesn't happen in a windfall, at least not for 99.9% of people who do this. But the foundation he gives you is evergreen, meaning you can just continue to use it, and you can continue to go back into the course to rewatch, reread. He gives you PDFs that you can download. If he has added information, he'll go back into the course and add that information. So you're not having to pay for future updates to the information in the course. So definitely wanted to encourage you to go check that out. When you click the link, it'll take you to the site and you can actually watch like a little intro video that he has, and you can kind of get a good idea of what's in the course and, you know, how it's going to help. And again, go watch some of his free content on his YouTube channel. He's got some phenomenal free content, but I found that course to just elevate that information even more. So you definitely want to go check that out. Sorry for my hiatus, and I will do a better job of being more consistent and keeping publishing my podcast. And the support on my channels has been fantastic. And I just want to thank everybody who watches, who comments and engages. It's been amazing, and I really appreciate the engagement. So until next episode, we'll see you on the flip side.